From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The family of a woman killed by a Florida Highway Patrol trooper during a traffic stop last week wants criminal charges pressed against that officer. Latasha Walton died after trooper Ronald Melendez Bonilla shot into her car as it rolled slowly down a roadway. Troopers have said Walton tried to flee, and Melendez Bonilla says she tried to use the car as a weapon against him. Cell phone video captured the incident. Allison Wright is Walton's sister.
Why would you shoot my sister down like a dog in the street? You could have shot out the tires. You are trained to do other tactics. You don't have to go to the extreme.
Attorney Benjamin Crump represents the family. He spoke to reporters yesterday.
What justice looks like, whatever they would do if the roles were reversed, that's all the family wants, equal justice. It needs to be fully but fairly investigated.
The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is investigating the shooting. Meanwhile, a woman who says she was assaulted by a Miami-Dade police officer during an arrest is speaking out as well. Dima Loving was arrested 2 weeks ago after she reported to the police that a man pointed a shotgun at her. Body cam video shows Officer Alejandro Giraldo asking Loving questions about that incident. He then repeatedly threatens her for acting disorderly and tackles her to the ground. Loving says the experience was traumatic.
I just couldn't think of anything other than my kids. You know, I just didn't want to die. All I thought was, let me live to get home to my kids.
The Miami-Dade Police Department has suspended Giraldo and called his actions troubling. Loving is calling for criminal charges against the officer.